Tuesday night. Black night of silver knives pounding on my little wooden boat of a bedroom, my delicious mattress, this steep steel roof. It's the fourth day of pounding rain, pure, hard, heartless rain, Reina's karma, Reina's justice, scimitar rain, biblical, deadly, but nature opens wider to receive, and the forest goes down on her knees. Coming home Wednesday night from Boulder, the sirens go off in Boulder just before midnight. I see in my mind the fist-sized stones littering the muddy canyon road, every drop a wave, a flood, a winged hammer. Every curb in town is a moat, calf deep, can't stay here. I head home while I can, sirens loosed upon the land, and I'm heading for the canyon into the pouring, pounding rain. Left hand to James Canyon, I crawl home, windshield wipers on frantic fly. There are boulders crowding the asphalt, gotta drive so slow to miss them. Every gully awash, every driveway a flood, I crawl home. It's all one long detour through sodden snake of wetness. In way more danger than I realize, I submit, I surrender. All right, you wild goddesses, take me. I'll hold on to the wheel and feel it. A state trooper roars past me on lower left hand, and I'm thrilled to have taillights to follow. After three or four curves in the road, the trooper hits his brakes so hard he spins around. His headlights illumine a slope of fallen stones the size of my car, blocking the whole canyon road. The violence is just beginning. I turn around, drive back the way I came, my wipers blazing before my exhausted eyeballs. Left hand to Old Stage, turn west at Lee Hill. The road full of rocks and running with water, I crawl over every obstacle. Make it back to the turn just above that mountainside 1 hour later. I arrive home at 2 o'clock, minutes after the mountain fell down, killing Joey. I arrive home, simple-minded, right before the road collapsed and just fell apart down the mountain. I fall into bed and vibrate there for hours awake. I wake up to hear that Jamestown's been evacuated on Thursday morning, but there's no way out. Neighbors have been door-to-door rescuing people since 4 a.m. I just woke up and already there are homeless neighbors and friends, flattened beneath the ocean, tipped out of the unseen upper universe. Where the hell is all this water coming from? We're on an island and it's shrinking. The bridges destroyed, the chrome-plated surf, the terrified air, rain filled with rubble and the gulf of ball bearings rising. Rain grows a beard, becomes the wrathful Old Testament God. Limitation opens his red and black maw and swallows us all over again. Outside there is just flood, the 100-year flood, which is really the 500-year flood, and some are going to call it the millennial flood. We ford the rage of road to watch from some half-sunken backyard. The Stokes' house is underwater, and two propane tanks in the river that has become it all, dancing in trippy slow circles and hissing from their punctures, and the smell of propane settles over Jamestown. Some houses, we don't know the numbers yet, are totally destroyed, gone down with the flood to Longmont. We hike up to Mesa Street, we stand on Rudiger's big porch, and we watch roofs, walls, hot tubs, decks sail swiftly past. There's styrofoam everywhere. Nancy's guitar case flows by to our silence and our awe. Friday the 13th, Yom Kippur. No one has flood insurance, it seems, even the most rich people. How is that possible? And how about this vast mass where the human mess was torn and shoved and shook and gone down the river? All day long, the helicopters roaring in. How to tell it, the tale that must be told? The rescuing army descends on Jamestown with attack helicopters and desert storm fatigues in daylight. Loud and terrible panic for hours. The anxiety is heavy, the only thing unshredded by the rotary hell blades. Maybe it's like the Allies marching into Poland and I should feel joyous and liberated. I do not. The roar wraps vivid ribbons of sound all around us. When the last helicopter of the day leaves, I stay behind with the unevacuated, rolling in the wind with empty small plastic FEMA bottles and all the trash to pray at the river. And it's all river. I stand at the edge of the big park, where we've all obediently stayed off the grass all year. I call the directions. I get immediately diverted in the direction of west, the waters, the diverting holy waters. I cannot get over praising the waters. Ho! Ho to the power of water, who, without our mess, could just flow so magnificently, sculpting new canyons, ending a chapter, moving into the free-fall future without disaster. Ho to the exuberance, the agility, the pure celebration, the absolute innocence, the magnificent enthusiasm of every drop. As the shattered air knits back together, still remembering the pattern of the blades, quieting slowly, and it's so still. Rubble everywhere that used to be the road, chaos everywhere that used to be our lives, brown waterfalls splashing all around, carrying away what used to be our houses. Another meeting at 6 to check in with the community, and I wonder, staring at the river, feeling like every refugee, every sobbing, bundle-laden, hungry, sleepless, terrified, unwanted human that was ever displaced, the dusty, frozen, huddled masses, the line of human mammals that stretches, trying to huddle back to the beginning, and I don't want to go. Maybe I can make deals with the gods, just this bedroom, just this one window view, just these mountains, but my luck has run out of road, and I have to leave. At the meeting, we learn there's no way down. Boulder Canyon is gone. Highway 7 is gone. Left-hand Canyon, gone. There's no way down from even Coal Creek Canyon, so nothing. Even if we could get out of this canyon in a vehicle, there's no way to Boulder. Tara and David say if we stay after the last helicopter leaves tomorrow at 8 a.m., they will not support us past then. There is no infrastructure. The National Guard's not going to wait for us to be ready to leave, and I'm never going to be ready to leave my house for months. But there's no infrastructure in town. There's no water, no electricity or phone, nobody to send you support. There's no good we can do up here, they say, but down there we can lobby. Get down there, they say. Turn off the propane, close the windows, lock the doors, and then fill the streets with food for the bears. Turns out most people do want to stay. Months and months, and winter's coming on. Put the food in the river when the last ones leave. Take all the food from your neighbors' fridges and toss it in the streets. Feed the bears. There's a very long discussion about feeding the bears. A fresh blast of thunder rolls through. This is the canyon that only helicopters can drive. This pile of stone, 5 feet high, is the riverbed that used to be Main Street. Here is the gulf, the cliff-hanging terror that used to be our road. I-25 is closed from Boulder to Wyoming. Helicopters circle to land in pitch dark as we are heading home by torchlight. Holy shit is a phrase that never runs out. The army descends on Jamestown in huge throbbing helicopters. People are running with backpacks and dogs and kids. Loud and terrible for hours, those blades singing, military assault singing, occupation saying war. Menacing images float and are shredded by the blades and more form, forcing our dreams into cages, huddled like that for hours. They are our rescuers. This flood is the enemy force in a war, but it seems backwards to me. I'd take the flood over that damn helicopter any day. This is the window, today at 8 a.m., that will open once and then close. I cried all night long. Surely there'd be other helicopters, other chances to get out. Leaving now feels like quitting. Joy held me in her arms for hours last night. It won't be for long. Oak will be back. While I sobbed in her arms, but I don't want to go. How can I leave 80 houseplants? How am I going to get past all those green stairs? As we push toward that terrible roar, we reach the frenzied park with the freaked-out dogs and the FEMA water bottles blowing in the wind. Tilted down to that gentle roaring, the air is filled with blades crouching over the whipped-up, wiped-out road Coming down into all that, I watched the figures, the odd, sad procession of lost people, resigned and rushing and hugging and stopping to grab tighter to bags, to hold on to terrified dogs and kids, geese and chickens, subalterns all, herded by men and women in yellow hard hats and mud-plastered government-issued trousers. The fascism of the moment hovers over all in tall, shiny black boots. He flicks his iron whip, and everything's changed. He insists, and the ground disappears beneath the canyon road. He imagines it, and Joey is dead, as our options fall like houses into the flood, our lives suddenly shrump, desiccated as the rich, fat rain fills the world like amnesia covering all that we know that we are.